Should we say why we were absent for the past?
Oh my god, we're back again.
Do we have like an outtakes section?
Sure. I do. I keep the edited podcast and I keep the original, so I have all the extraneous material. Why were you away? Why didn't we record? I was busy. Life got in the way, man.
I was sick.
Life got in the way. You were sick again.
Yeah. Well, no, just sick once.
Okay, well, in the grand scheme of life, of your life, okay. You were sick.
Well, when was the last time I was sick?
Quite recently.
I went to explore the other side of the island.
The island? Mm. Are we on Lost?
The island of Ireland.
I didn't know we were on Lost all of a sudden. Yes, that's why we were away. Apparently moon tanning is a thing.
What?
Moon tanning.
Let me just check.
Moon isn't a
color. Okay. Oh, it's a joke. God damn it. It's a joke. Look it up on Urban Dictionary. I've explained to you Charizarding and Blastoising, haven't you? Haven't I?
Yeah.
Have I explained it to you?
I hope not.
Okay, good. Never mind.
I'm Tencent.
Urban Dictionary is great.
My arm is so numb.
Why?
What do you think?
From surgery.
Surgery?
You got his arm removed.
Yeah.
All right.
This is prosthetic.
Yeah.
I'm doing the...
He broke the rotator cuff.
The Luke Skywalker thing.
No, Luke Skywalker didn't get his arm chopped.
That was his hand, wasn't it?
No, that was Han Solo. Hand. He only had one hand. And it was one, so it was Solo. So Han Solo. Very good.
I'm surprised to actually know these people. Do you even watch the films?
Yeah.
In your, like, depressing childhood?
I think you have.
Okay, fine. I've only looked
all
it up on Wikipedia.
All your knowledge of the world
is through Wikipedia.
Solely through Wikipedia.
And the internet. Yeah. Yeah.
The only pictures you know of people are from the Comic Con.
I haven't seen one of those in a while, but when is Comic Con 2014 next week? I know that Cassim G likes to do his videos.
Oh, that guy.
Oh, you know Cassim G?
Yeah, I watched a bit of him.
Oh, it's cool.
He just pervs over women.
He does, yeah. He's pretty funny, though. Come on.
Okay, fine.
I've forgotten how I start these episodes, so I may as well start them. The way.
I'm your host.
It's the way I open them. That's not my name, anyway, so. okay, welcome back. What I should do is just nick famous introductions from all other podcasts.
Mm.
Or like YouTubers. I can't think of one off the top of my head, so it didn't really work. It was just an idea. It was like an empty idea. It was like an empty shell. It was like a bag was thrown onto the stage with idea in it, and then I opened it up and it was nothing.
Our podcast, in essence.
No, that's not fair to say. welcome to episode 7. Of YDK podcast. Lucky number 7. Magnificent 7. It's a good thing we recorded 7. It's a topical number at the moment. I am your host, Chris. Across from me, to my left in this Y formation, in this 2-1 zone we play.
Triangle situation.
Exactly. It's Alex. Hey, introduce yourself. I don't want to introduce you anymore.
You introduced him.
Hi, it's Owen. You can tell. Where do we start? Let's do a quick roundup of the world. Maybe foreshadowing things we'll do in the future. That we may or may not have planned. Let's quickly bang into some sport.
Yes.
Somebody hit me with some topics. What's happening? The Tour de France is on.
Whoa.
That's enough.
No, we're not talking about that.
We're not talking about
moving
that.
On.
Moving on.
Yes,
Novak.
Big result. Yeah, Novak. We'll talk about that.
Novak Djokovic unfortunately won Wimbledon. I was devastated.
Everybody wanted Federer to win.
Great match.
Yeah, of course.
Great match.
I can't believe he's only 32. I feel like he should be like 40.
My favorite,
he's been around for so long.
My favorite Federer fact is he has two sets of twins. And yet,
he has.
Yeah.
His children.
Yeah, his... No, he has 4 kids. Girl twins, 2 boy twins. And he gets 10 hours sleep plus every night. He lets his wife and, like, I presume the butler do all the work at home.
And the butler. He butles so hard, that guy.
He's also so stylish.
Yeah, Fed's the man. What else? So that's that. NBA free agency is still plugging away.
Insane.
We missed the draft as well. And yeah. Summer League is on, Orlando Summer League, which is fun.
Update me.
On Summer League.
On draft.
Everything. On the draft. Wiggins went first. Embiid went
the
third.
Big new guy.
Yeah, Embiid College still guy. Went, even though he broke his foot.
Even though he broke his foot, he went third. Jabari Parker went second. Yeah, it's pretty fun. This looks like a good draft
Where
class.
Where is Wiggins?
Cleveland. So the LeBron to Cleveland rumors are ramping
so,
up hard.
Johnny Football, Andrew Wiggins, maybe LeBron. Cleveland could be the place to be.
I don't want to be cruel, but they all do after they get drafted. They walk down kind of to the front of the stage. Well, you know, it's like they're given like a time limit. The GMs are given a time limit in the ESPN broadcast, you know, to make their decision depending on who's been taken so they can rejig it. They get interviewed. The new draftees get interviewed. And Andrew Wiggins. I just couldn't speak. Like, it was weird.
He's Canadian.
I know, but my God, it was hideous.
He's Canadian.
Yeah.
Like
and he's the next LeBron.
No, he's not. No chance. Mm. They thought he was a year ago, but he ain't no more. Anyway, so that's that on NBA Jimmy. Free agencies. There's nothing really to talk about.
Jason Kidd doing Jason Kidd. LeBron teasing everybody.
Yeah, as he's known to do.
I love if Bosch just like screwed everyone said, yeah, gonna go to Houston.
The most important story of the week, though. Josh McRoberts signs for the Heat. McBob. Yeah, that's kind of the roundup. And then, what else happening in the world of sport?
We missed the bite. We couldn't talk about the bite.
We missed the bite. We missed the Suarez bite as well. Glad he's gone. Moving on. New chapter.
says the humble Liverpool fan.
Yeah, I don't know. I
think we should. He's not gone just yet.
I think we should come to the Germany match.
Yeah, we'll get there in 1 second. I just want to say something about the Luis Suarez bite, right? How does he do that? I don't think I could bite somebody like that if they were standing still.
Yeah.
It's the way he kind of just opened his mouth. I know he has quite, like, protuberant teeth. They're a little bit outward-facing, right?
Overbite.
He just kind of launched in, kind of got over him, and then kind of, like, slowly crept up there. Like, it's like a snake bite. It was like, insert the poison and then straight out.
It's very unusual.
It was weird.
It's skillful. I mean, he obviously has plenty of experience.
Yeah, exactly. He's well practiced. He's honed this skill for years and years.
Sort of, I love. I watched the. I watched the Ivanovic bite again afterwards.
Yeah,
and that's so funny when you see Ivanovic's reaction. It's like, what the?
Yeah. What? It's not that weird though. I mean,
it's some sort of.
It's very visceral. Yeah. Well, it's not. Is
leftover?
It? Yeah, obviously.
We used to all bite
but then,
other.
When you think about it, how weird is it that we punch each other with our fists? We should attack each other with our jaws. That would make more sense. Or in your
not
case,
really.
The yeah, chin. sorry, I was mean. If you think about it, all animals bite. Most other animals literally bite.
Yeah,
you.
But they don't have like fists, do they? Does your dog have a fist?
We're bipedal.
No, but...
We're bipedal, so
we can box.
We can use the fists.
Kangaroos don't bite, do they?
If you want to box, say you want to box, and we'll box. But say you want to bite...
Kangaroos punch.
We can bite.
I think like...
Do kangaroos really punch?
Well, they... I don't know.
I think
that's a cliche. Okay. They also don't actually have boxing gloves either.
Well,
generally.
No, what?
They pick up some grass or something.
Let's get chlamydia. Oh no, is that koala bears?
Yeah, okay.
Did you hear that story? Ages ago. A member of One Direction picked up a koala bear and apparently koala bears are rampant with chlamydia. Like they all have chlamydia. Back to the Suarez bite. Stuff's happened. The World Cup's been kind of meh.
It's been the most fun World Cup, I think,
Of
the three I remember.
True. No, I think
1998 was a little
South Africa was shitty.
Too young for me.
South Africa was
and
good.
Very loud.
Don't say anything about
unnecessarily
that.
Unnecessarily loud.
Not many goals in South Africa. Oh, the Vuvuzelas.
Yeah.
Boo.
Yeah, thanks for that.
We have background. But we are currently recording the day after. The morning after. The afternoon after.
The most humiliating defeat. In football history.
So this is freshest in our minds. That was weird. It was really, really weird. They were dreadful.
There's one stat from...
I hate Brazil. Sorry, I'm just going to... straight out there. I hate David Luiz. I really don't like him.
I don't like their colours, I realised. It annoys me.
The blue and yellow.
It irritates me.
I don't like that there's blue and yellow and then green as well. Then you just stick with,
I really
with one
did
of the blue
enjoy,
and green.
I really did enjoy watching it.
Why?
I had to say.
Speaking you're of, so efficient.
I don't even know why. I just relished the destruction.
It's like a hit job. Just Germany were like the cool hitman. Just going about his job.
But I also had to say that the amount of stereotype that is perpetuated by media about Germany, it's hilarious.
It was all efficient.
Whenever anyone says anything about Germany, they're efficient, they're clinical. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
But
and it's the biggest stereotype.
But last night.
All the time. Everyone who talks about Germany says those words.
They weren't really. I feel like Brazil played
badly.
The way I play FIFA. Like momentum. Like five guys at the back. And then a couple of wingers and then one guy to lump them into up front.
They were so bad tactically.
It's kind of like saying about the Irish team. Yeah, they were very drunk. Yeah.
They kind of played with this vigor for life.
And you can see, like...
But they're very funny, you know?
They were, like, crying at the national anthem. They had Neymar's jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was some kind of absent ghost, in a sense.
Can I say that Neymar is so overrated, it's unreal?
Well, no, I think he's the best player on that team.
Yeah, but he's really overrated.
He's also lucky that he missed this game. He'll avoid all the kind of the shotgun blast that's just going to hit that team.
At the start of the second half, your man, the British commentator, he was like, Eins, zwei, drei, wir thumped.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's a great line.
Sorry, you listened.
He was very funny. Who is he? You know?
Jonathan Pierce.
You watch this on BBC?
Yeah,
BBC HD.
I usually watch on RT, but for some reason I felt like hearing the British perspective.
I always watch it on
RT.
I
prefer the
panel.
I prefer the British panel. No, actually not.
I'm not a fan of...
It's just cleaner. It's a lot cleaner. BBC obviously is way more money than RT.
It's a lot more
better than RT.
Slick.
So
I think
it's
much
more slick, yeah.
When you see, RT is like a good old debate. Like,
I love the lads.
Well, as a true patriot, I would never, ever watch on BBC. Mm-hmm. Ever.
I do
That's a disgusting thing to say because George Hamilton is the voice of my footballing childhood. I will never abandon him.
I do like Lineker, I would say. I like
Why? Lineker's just sticking them... Boring
crisps and
he's better than Bill.
Walkers.
I would say
he's not better than Bill. Don't say that. You don't have the dumpo.
Bill's going anyway after this tournament. I think, isn't he?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw that Napoli match. I was shocked. Wait. Is he going to the Champions League?
I don't think so.
Who's going to take over? Darren Maloney.
Possibly
your man, the other guy.
Yeah, I think his name's
Andrew Collins. Yeah. Is that his name?
No, Darren Maloney.
Yeah, but they also have Andrew Collins. He does. The Monday Night Football team. What's it called now? Soccer Republic. I think that's him.
Soccer
Republic. Maybe Tony O'Donoghue.
Why would they do that?
He's old.
So, he's only as old as to sit there.
He wants to...
And try and mediate.
Try to mediate.
Between Owen and Liam.
I guess he's had enough.
That's not fair.
He's had enough, like, aiming... Especially when...
Kenny Cunningham.
They have... Like, they just despise each other so much, aiming at Cunningham. Like, they don't even look at each other on the panel.
It's so good to watch, though. Come on.
I love Didi, I will say.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know why you watch a BBC. You're all traitors.
I don't like ITV.
I generally do.
I will say...
But I felt like a BBC perspective.
I don't like...
It felt like a BBC production.
I don't like ITV.
Who watches on ITV?
Adrian Childs, Patrick Vieira.
Patrick Vieira?
He's actually pretty good. Anyway, one of the stats I saw last night, this was Bill Burnwell of Grantland.
Mm-hmm.
The only teams since 1982 that conceded 7 or more goals in a World Cup have been El Salvador, North Korea, Saudi Arabia, and now Brazil.
Was it the last tournament that North Korea conceded 7?
Yeah.
Against Portugal or something?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, because I was just thinking back to that. Remember where they showed it was 7-1 a match, and they just showed in North Korea, they just showed the one goal.
Was it even one?
I think they did, and they just showed the one goal North Korea scored. I remember that. I did see that there seemed to be some conflicting information going around the media about Brazil's worst loss.
Well,
loss previously to this.
They lost 6-0 to Uruguay.
Yeah, in 1920.
Was it 1950?
But the guys on RTE were reporting that it was actually their worst one was 6-1 in 1950. Or 50-something. 50. Yeah, it was 1950.
I think this is probably tops them all, though. Just
of course,
the pressure they had from the beginning. They were expected to win, even though the team was quite weak.
Team sucks.
And the attack, what do you make of the...
It was just a pathetic performance by pretty much everyone on the team, especially...
David Luiz was a huge disappointment. He's also terrible.
That was another thing about
he's the most expensive defender now in world football after the PSG move a couple of weeks back.
But the thing about the reason I think the German team is just the greatest team in the world is because... Did you see the sportsmanship at the end? They didn't. Yeah. They didn't immediately celebrate. They like consoled all the different players crying.
Yeah, but you do that if you won 7-1. If you won 7-1, you just rub it in there. Oh no, my poor man, Frau, come here. I will hug you better.
Yeah, this is a good team.
No, but, I mean, you know. And then they didn't have any problem celebrating.
They've reached at least the semi-finals in the past five tournaments they've entered.
I feel like this Germany team is picked up from the 2010 team. There was kind of like a bit in the middle there where they kind of went astray, but it's kind of like the mature version of them.
They lost to Italy, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the,
that was kind of a disappointment, though, I guess. If you look at the domestic league in Germany, mm-hmm. at least if you look at Munich or Dortmund, nearly all the best players are German. And compared to like the Premier League, where Chelsea have, what, two? Now one English player now that Cole's left. Like Man Terry U, Man City, yeah, two. Munich is, I think, 90% made up of German players, so that's going to kind of reflect on how well they do as a country.
This is kind of strange because they didn't win the Champions League this year. Real won it this year, whereas if this tournament had happened last year, it would be the same.
Well, Sami Khedira,
you know the German coach,
Yogi Love.
He looks.
Sorry, can I just say?
Have you ever noticed that he looks really like Cliff Richards?
He looks like he's the member of the Beatles or something. Can I just ask a question? His name is Joachim Lowe.
Yeah,
and it's pronounced Yogi Love, Joachim Love, Yogi Lou. Or why is there such a massive difference in that way this guy's name is pronounced?
The umlaut. Last name is
okay. It's
well, I think Yogi is a nickname first of all.
Oh, okay. And why does some people pronounce it Low?
Well, I think it's
because they don't know German.
You spoke German.
Love.
But you both did German.
Yeah,
you love, right?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
And it's sometimes it's Lowe, sometimes it's Lowe, sometimes it's just Lowe.
Well, it's the same. The E umlaut or whatever.
If there's any E at the end, it'll be Lover.
Yeah,
but yeah,
Lover.
I think yeah.
Lover.
Speaking of names, actually, I've never seen this before. But last night in the match, they had to scroll down.
Oh, that's the I was going to bring that up as well. Actually,
I've never seen that before.
Oh well, yeah, I want to see the guy who quickly had to edit that in. I'm like, God damn it!
I want you to see the.
I'm surprised. I was actually thinking about that. That didn't come like a some sort of internet thing. You just see on like Bleacher Report
the list of goals in the Times. I mean,
they had to scroll down it because you couldn't see all the goal scores.
Because Müller got the first goal.
Müller.
Then Kroos got two. Schürrle got two and Khedira got one.
They could have got four more, but they weren't completely up for it.
Easy. Yeah, they were like, whatever. Yeah.
Also, closer, we should say, breaking the record.
Yeah.
The other insult to injury for Brazil, he breaks Ronaldo's record of most World Cup goals. And I love that BBC showed his kind of goal location map. The furthest out he's got to go in the World Cup has been the penalty spot. Like, I think the average is 7.3 meters away from the goal.
That would just be a great job, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It would be a great job.
But Neuer was great as well. He just didn't give up. They could have scored probably three or four times.
Yeah, Manuel Neuer's a bit of a dude.
He's probably the best.
Brazilian finishing was shitty, but like, they could have scored as well if it weren't for Neuer. So he really kept that score.
He's like the Dolph Lundgren of football for you.
He's amazing.
And like he was so angry when they gave away that goal in the last few minutes.
And he kind of looks, I know he's tall, but he kind of looks soft like though in his face.
He looks like a kid.
He looks like a baby.
Yeah, he looks so young.
He looks like a baby face. he's like, I should stop the ball!
I mean, they'll be favourites now to be either Netherlands or Argentina.
Yeah, so because that game is tonight, I want Argentina to win. I want them to win the whole thing because I always have this thing in sport. If my team can't win, I want the best player to win it all so that I don't have to listen to people's crap about, in my time, Pele, George Best. And I like have to remind my parents that George Best probably couldn't run. Well, I don't know. He probably couldn't run like 3 kilometers in a row without vomiting profusely.
Well, the thing about Messi, which...
So I want Messi to win it all. So when I grow up, I can piss off my children talking about Lionel Messi instead of Maradona or whatever.
Some of the best stats I saw from Messi was he moves the least out of any player on the pitch. Or like he has the less kilometers, I guess.
The least.
Yeah. He only moves when he has to, I guess. And yet everything he does is so precise and so calculated that he's able to plan out his movements so well and just find a space.
Sounds like you're talking about Germany.
I guess.
He should play for Germany. He should get a transfer.
It'll be a good game, I think, Argentina or Germany or even Netherlands. Even.
Well, people thought last night's match was going to be
close.
Dour.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't happen. So
what can I ask what you make of Louis van Gaal?
I think the media British media have already started with the
Man U's saviour.
I know, yeah, it's ridiculous. He's already being hyped and it's annoying me.
That was such a ballsy move to take off Cillessen and bring on
But aren't they saying that it was actually the goalkeeping coach that did that? Because Tim Krul pointed over to the goalkeeping coach at the end of it.
It was supposedly semi-planned before the game. Mm-hmm. But still, I mean, it's a ballsy move for the coach because he'd get the blame if it
fell. For rubies of steel, as your man said.
Yeah, and Krul, obviously he was borderline over the top in his, putting off the Costa Ricans. But fair play, he I think he dived correctly each time.
Yeah, he was going up to the players, like giving them shite. Yeah.
giving them the eyes or whatever, saying, I know what we're going to do.
Yeah.
And he dived the correct way each time, so.
Wow, what a man.
He dove.
Tim Krul.
Dove. I mean, Newcastle's finest. He had someone brought us up, he had some terrible record in the Premier League of saving penalties.
Yeah.
And then he saved 2 of 5 just in that one penalty shootout in the World Cup, so.
So it's World Cup chat. Do you want to have a...
Any predictions?
I think the Netherlands are probably going to win.
They probably will after talking about big enough Messi.
Even if they do, Germany's the best team in the world.
So, yeah.
Well, you know, Robin...
It's a guy and all that.
Robin, actually, he's been playing well.
Yeah.
He's gone faster as he's gotten older, I think, which is...
Unlikely.
Insane. Well, no, it's just...
He's got a bit more muscle now than he's 30. He's got a bit more muscle on him now.
He's still young, we should say. He's still only like...
30, nah, that's pretty old.
31.
Yeah. Pretty old. He's 30.
I'm looking forward to the next few games.
Who does Argentina have other than Messi?
I don't really think this is a fantasy.
Di Maria's injured.
Is Aguero going to play?
I don't think so. Lavezzi is...
Higuain, oh, yeah, Lavezzi. Yeah. Paolo Zabaleta.
Palacio with the... I don't even know what you'd call that. The tail?
The
strand.
Yeah, the weird thing.
Then Michaelis actually played well against Belgium.
Harked back to the Bayern Munich days of Luca Toni. And
he shaved off the kind of...
Podolski.
Was it a ponytail or was it just a mullet?
I think it was a ponytail.
It's kind of in
between. I think it was both.
Yeah.
I think it was a long mullet.
It's basically Messi and some lads who better not slip up.
Yeah. In my head, like, I would have liked Messi to have won this 2 years ago when he was in absolutely phenomenal form.
Yeah.
So there could have been that amazing stretch where Messi scored like 70 goals a year and won the World Cup. Whereas this is, he's kind of tailed off the last year and a half, and now he's trying to drag them to the tournament, to the World Cup.
I'd have loved...
So I wonder if that'll impact on his the narrative.
I'd have loved a Brazil-Argentina final where this Messi the schooled Neymar, like, this is how you play football.
Yeah, but like Brazil were terrible.
Oh yeah.
All tournament.
What do you make of the Colombia game when they basically went out...
I didn't see it, but I really wish Colombia had won that match.
They just took out Rodriguez, which I guess
that's why it's particularly sad. It's because they managed actually to get through the semifinals, but you see there was kind of just luck, most of it.
Ever since the first game against Croatia.
A few guys performing. Like Germany just exposed their patheticness.
But the thing about the Germany was, when they got to the box, they were just like pass this way and this way and this way, and then he would eventually be open and he'd nutmeg a defender.
Yeah, in FIFA, that's frowned upon. I mean, Neymar's lucky that he missed this, so he'll escape all this anger, basically, I guess, that's going to happen. Mm. I think there's
Fred, he was getting booed. I felt bad every time
Fred.
He got the ball.
I did feel
bad.
They were
like, olaying the German passes.
I know, yeah.
Hilarious.
I felt so bad for those kids. They kept showing the kids and the crowd was like...
Yeah. Take it easy. We have to remember it's just a game.
The funniest...
Crying is enough.
It is such a... I mean, football,
the players
is huge.
Can cry because it's their professional career, but
the funniest thing I saw on Imgur was that there was that one guy, the one kid with the glasses who was crying, and he had a Coke, a big cup of Coke up to his face, and he was kind of crying like this. Uh-huh. And the image was a little boy collects tears up for the Germans in the cup or something along those lines. It was funny.
And obviously, all morning you kept seeing the Sideshow Bob and the Rakes kind of clip going around on Facebook, whatever, just David Luiz is doppelganger.
Yeah, there's a lot. This World Cup has permeated.
It's been a fun World Cup
further than I thought it would be.
The social media has
it. And it's been big in the States. I mean, we can talk about that ad nauseum.
Last night's game was
when it finishes.
The most mentioned game of any sport ever on Twitter.
Yeah.
Better than even the last Super Bowl.
Why do you think that is? Do you think that's because we're just heading in that direction anyway, and more people are on social media?
Like, I'd say the final would break it again, quite possibly.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's just because it's such
so dramatic.
I was speechless during the game last night. It got to the point
Were you speechless?
It got to the point where I was
laughing.
Yeah, like, that's all he could do. Like, I just...
genuinely enjoying it. I don't know why.
Well, this is
you the missed, utter blitzkrieg. You missed, very good, Rod.
You missed the first half, which was when they got like two goals in some like 2 minutes of playing time. And I was just sitting there like, what's happening?
Shocked and appalled. Anyway.
Also, can we mention Schüller's goal?
Was a fluke?
Was it a fluke?
He kind of swung his leg at it.
Well, he the first touch was good.
Uh-huh.
And then I thought it was a good, I thought it was a great goal.
I have a problem with these guys. Like this current generation of, I think the Messi Ronaldo generation just managed to miss the media hype. But I think these guys, Götze, Schürrle, Neymar, they're a kind of a product of this. And these guys aren't good. Really good. I know they're still young, but they're not, they aren't doing the things Messi was doing.
If you look at,
or Ronaldo were doing at that age.
Neymar's played what, like, he has like 20 goals and, what's his stat? It's either 20 goals in some tiny like number of games. I wasn't his biggest fan before the tournament began, or World Cup began. But he's, of any Brazil player, he's impressed me.
Why?
Just, he carried the team.
I don't think he did.
I mean, he actually did. I think he did play quite well. I'd say he was a top 10 player in the World Cup, behind
That's not
James
right.
Rodriguez,
That's
Van
not right.
Persie, Tim Krul.
Van Persie.
Or just for his goal. Okay, yeah, Van Persie's been bad.
Robin, I think.
Robin. The best name, I think, the best name in the World Cup has to be Memphis Depay.
Memphis Depay.
What a name.
Is this?
He's a young Dutch player, yeah. What a great name, though.
Memphis Depay.
It's like a TV show, Cop or something, isn't it? Like, Depay, Memphis Depay.
Give me one up, I Depay. yeah. I also, just a quick note, Hulk is a big boy. Hulk is a big boy.
His name suits him, doesn't it?
He's, but he is, that dude is big. That dude is really big for football players. He's the biggest football player I've ever seen.
I'd say when he kicks the ball, it goes quite fast, I'd say.
Yeah, well that's what we know. We know that about Hulk. He can smash that ball real hard. Anyway, that's soccer chat. That's sports chat.
I want to ask a question. Transformers film came out.
Okay, let's move on to this.
No. This came out this week. I think there's a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles film coming out.
Which looks disgusting.
Why? I mean, these are programs you watch as kids on, like, cartoons. What's your obsession with...
My obsession?
No, the film industry's obsession.
Money. It's capitalizing on great stories. Like,
it just shows there's no... When was the last Inception? When was the last time there's, like, a new original film idea?
This is the new...
I was going to say, when is the last Inception? I think it was 2010 that came out.
Ever since, what, Lord of the Rings? It's just been...
Well, Inception.
Every second movie is a remake of some book or some...
Harry Potter.
...earlier series.
Like...
I mean, they make them like five times. And
yeah, but don't we already know the
CGI? Everything.
Don't we already know, especially in the games industry, that new IP doesn't sell, sequels sell.
That's the thing. Like
that's why Modern Warfare or Advanced Warfare.
If you look at the Lone Ranger, that Johnny Depp film that came out,
tanked.
Yeah, lost so much money for Disney, I think it was, and that's why they just don't want to risk it. So like,
this may sound strange though, but those great movies like Jaws, E.T. They weren't exactly...
No, that's true.
...brain children of these guys. They did have some sort of basis in. And I think you'll find that those things aren't the case anymore because the people who at this age would be giving their stories to be made as film actually grew up watching those movies, Spielberg. Yeah. So they haven't had anything to write. Whereas before that, before the movie was the big thing, people still wrote books. Yeah. And you'll find it's lower budget kind of screenplay writers that where the stories are good these days.
And I think you'll find because television as an industry is growing so much, you'll find that all the best, you know, writers want to work in television where they can like have a Breaking Bad or Sopranos they don't, you know, so it's like one film that they can just go to once every like 2 or 3 years, but they can just develop a storyline over like, I know, 10-12 hour series.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I mean, that's why you see, you have your Breaking Bads. I've seen Game of Thrones is similar.
I mean, episodes are like films now. I mean, Sopranos, for example, that's like a really clear example. Like each episode is like film, like watching a little film.
And even, I didn't see this episode, but one of the last episodes of Game of Thrones had the same budget of like a feature film. So obviously expense isn't a big issue now. So.
Yeah, mostly the wealth has been distributed more equally.
HBO are amazing.
Have you been watching Game of Thrones? Do you plan on it?
Oh.
No, I probably will. But I hear bad things from my kin. But
I'm still
your wunderkind.
I'm still on season 2 of Breaking Bad, so yeah. No spoilers.
How long does it take?
Well, I just
how long does it take to watch it? Would you not just go home and watch two seasons tonight?
You watched it, right?
I was watching.
And you haven't.
Well, I'm on season 3. I just started again.
I'm on and watching things.
Yeah, exactly. I was watching. You said you've been on season 2 for like the last 6 months.
I took a break with college exams and stuff, but I was watching Fargo.
You used it as a break.
I was watching Fargo on Channel 4. That was incredible. The TV show based off the film.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Billy Bob Thornton, Morgan Freeman. That was actually like.
Is it good?
It was incredible. I definitely recommend you watch this thing.
Did you see the film?
I haven't, and that's the problem, because
you have to see it first.
Well, no, it's not the same plot. So it's the same idea, or the same land, if you will.
It's pretty funny.
But the TV show is insanely good. I'd highly recommend
it. I'm noting it down as we speak.
So I've been watching a lot of films recently.
Oh.
I watched Carly Does Way last night. I was on RT2, actually.
Mm. After the football.
Carly Does Way.
Yeah.
It's Al Pacino, Sean Penn. Gangster movie. I watched a little bit of it with my father, who was surprised I knew all the, when I got up on that stage and showed them who was who and what was what, even though it's when I got up in front of that judge and showed them.
Oh, yeah, I know that now.
I know that all from Jay-Z's album, so really? He was surprised I knew that. I ain't no rapper. And I've also watched some other terrible ones. I watched,
so many bad films.
I watched this.
What do you think about Pacino as an actor? I don't really like him. I think he overacts a lot of the time.
Can you do an impression of him? He has such a distinctive...
Ah, see. Okay. All right, big man. You want to make some big bucks.
That's not him, is it?
No, I don't know who that is. That's okay. Jay-Z.
Yeah, that's from Scarface.
Yeah. Mm. Sorry, I'm mixing up all those. Yeah. I also watched This Is the End.
Oh, Jonah Hill.
This Is the End.
With Seth Rogen, Jonah Hill, James Franco. And I've watched a lot of Seth Rogen recently, honestly, but that was...
Are you a fan?
I watched these films, and I... No, I'm not a fan. Not after this movie. I just thought that was the most boring movie.
Wait, which one was
this? This Is the End.
This is a film where they...
Is this new?
They make a film about themselves.
Yeah.
In the event of, like, a...
And
apocalypse.
I've looked up at all these reviews on, like, Metacritic and all this sort of stuff. And I understand you don't really judge by reviews, but the way I do it is I read enough of these things to get an approximate idea of what a lot of people think. And... Like, people are saying, oh, this is a wonderful satire, it's a big in-joke. And I get it that they're making fun of Jonah Hill for being a nice guy or not, and then Michael Cera snorting coke all the time, and it's all a big joke, but like...
Emma Watson, like, stealing food or something, does that happen?
Seems to be a lot of these films.
But like, I don't...
Since Superbad, there's been a lot of these...
Well, that's
that was good though.
Yeah, no, of course.
To me, Superbad was like the. I said this to you the other day. It was like the ultimate bro movie.
There's also a few kind of shitty versions. Like Hangover was great. Superbad was great.
Yeah.
There seems to be a lot of shitty ones hanging around with them.
Well, I just don't think this is a really good movie. And then I watched.
It makes money though.
I know.
What to make of the Mrs. Brown film? If it hasn't come out already, it's coming out.
God, I'm never going to watch that. Is anyone outside of Ireland ever going to watch that?
But this film. It gets such bad reviews, and yet people love it. So, I mean, I think it gets to a point where reviews are fine, but at the same time, whatever. People just want to watch a film and laugh.
You know, that is... We've made this point before where people need just to keep looking for too much meaning in things. And
yeah,
that's
and what's wrong
the
with...
the reviews are going, you know? Whereas you don't really review it on the basis of it sets out to be a comedy, it delivers.
Yeah.
So... 10 out of 10 because it achieved exactly what it set out to do. Do you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I've watched films that have been panned by reviews. And yet, I don't, you know, don't hold them to the same esteem as like...
Yeah.
I know, like a Shawshank Redemption or whatever. But I still say that was enjoyable to watch.
I remember we learned that lesson with our English teacher. Remember he was always saying that you to understand a poem, you have to understand what the poet is trying to do.
Mm.
Is it unless if you don't understand that, you're not going to get it.
And you can't really give a score based on what he was trying to do. Because I feel like a lot of these review sites base their score on how ambitious it was, you know, and they get extra points for being an ambitious album.
You don't compare apples. You don't compare apples and oranges.
Well,
so
it's already a terrible metaphor anyway.
Okay, well, you don't compare like apples and belts. Maybe that's better. Like, they're doing something different. Like, if you look at...
I do understand. But then again, you don't know unless you go to the director to say, How good is this? So a lot of it is speculation. What precisely did you mean? Did you mean, like, I think of this a lot of the time when I listen to rap lyrics from old 90s hip hop albums. Did he mean this, like, sestuple entendre? Did Nas mean that? Mm-hmm. And then you're like, well, okay, he probably did, but like, did, you know?
That's what I remember, actually, the Leaving Cert. Do you remember the Unseen Poems section?
Yeah.
Where you just write down, oh yeah, I felt like he was trying to talk about the relationship between father and son or whatever. Yeah.
You could just rabbit on about this sort of nonsensical and totally overanalyze it in the most sophisticated way possible and you get tons of marks.
Pluck out these concepts from thin air and get an A.
Yeah, but that is it. Like, I mean, we should have a section where we just overanalyze things and think, this brilliant nuance here. Did you see when Alex scratched his nose? What was a subtle sign that he was saying, you know?
How would you analyze bloodlines?
Yeah, exactly.
Happy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's an underlying current here of dissatisfaction in the song Happy by Pharrell Williams. And that's today what I wish to explore. You know, it's sort of like this and that and like this and like that. Never mind. Sorry.
And that probably goes back
that's
to the
whole song. It was
nothing but a G thing.
Yeah.
This kind of goes back to the whole social media age when everyone wants to find out a meaning to everything.
Like, we've already spoken about this.
There's a big problem with psychology as a practice. It's often they overanalyze everything. The assumption is that Sigmund Freud's theories are correct. I think in most schools, but it could just be wrong. It's just complete conjecture at the end of the day.
What were we talking about? Movies.
Yeah, talking about childhood and why films have just been. Reviews and
because that's what I was gonna say. Superbad is like the ultimate bro movie. It contains everything. It contains everything an 17 to 20 something year old male wants. He wants to do the Fogel, get booze, go to a party, get drunk, you know, and then have those bros, Seth Rogen, like, and have a good bro time with the bros in the car. In the police car and have like that sort of, you know, it's kind of funny, but at the same time,
it's silly.
Yeah, it's just utter mindless nonsense, really. But at the same time, that's what he wanted to do, so he should be congratulated because he seemed to achieve what he set out to do.
It's one of the scariest things about TV is that it's everything you see is unreal. I mean, apart from documentaries, I suppose, but. If you watch too much TV, you believe things to be real that aren't real.
Yeah, but I think the point of... You don't want to watch your life play back to you on TV.
Like every TV show you watch. Yeah, every TV show, every film you watch. It's all unreal.
It's about escapism, though. You don't want to... Like, people don't want to live the boring, sad lives at home when watching TV alone, like with a pet cat or something.
About the distractions. I understand that there needs to be a balance between... meaning and distraction.
But I just think it calls into question whether fiction really has any place or any value. I don't know if it does.
Well, it does, yeah.
It's just about escapism.
It's a big part of the human being to...
How do you think...
Pubic beings.
Why did you say that?
She almost said pubic beings.
Can we get Freud in?
It's a big part of the human psyche to wonder about the past and... the future.
I see
in terms
it
of potential.
Certain fictions can be an inspiration. That's
yeah.
That's an important thing. But at the same time, they can give you delusions.
Well, this is the same in like history. There's a big school in the area of history which says there's no point studying history because it happened. You know, we can't deal with it. So what's the point of like knowing what happened in the past? That's just like live the present.
History's real.
Well, live the present, bro.
History's real.
But like, I mean, fiction.
420. Live the present, bro.
And I think fiction, I mean, where would this guy be with no Harry Potter in his life?
I'd probably be in a sadder place than I am now.
Exactly. It's all about escapism. Like when you're a kid, I think it also has a role in developing skills as a child in a sense. So, I mean, you can do learn some lessons. Like, I'd say Harry Potter has very clear... So not even all that subtle kind of lessons about
Harry Potter,
up.
The Bible.
Well, they say the Bible's the greatest story told. It's like the earliest kind of epic, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the earliest fiction. No, I didn't just say that. Nice lies. I didn't say that. Anyway, let's move on.
Did we mention Battlefield Hardline?
What? Battlefield? I don't think we did actually.
Yeah,
we mentioned it on our post E3 little. Shimmy.
It looks fun.
Do you think so? I don't think it looks fun. I think it looks boring. I'm only looking forward to... Here, I'll give you the list of the games I'm looking forward to.
List.
The next 12 months, or...
The only ones I'm probably going to buy for when I buy a PS4.
The Serpent That Did Give Me a Game.
It goes Last of Us Remastered. And these are the ones that I know exist. Star Wars Battlefront, Uncharted 4, Bloodborne. And then those are the only ones I'm looking forward to. And then possibly Rainbow Six Siege, Assassin's Creed Unity,
Zelda.
Maybe Metal Gear. And then obviously Elder Scrolls and Fallout when they come.
Elder Scrolls?
They haven't been announced yet, but they better. If an Elder Scrolls game does not come soon, I'm probably going to kill myself. I'm sorry. I can't stand it much longer.
How long was between Oblivion and Skyrim? Like five
years.
You need it to come.
I literally need it badly.
I want it.
You need the release.
I actually literally need the release. I can't go back and play Skyrim. I'm obsessed with these games. They're unbelievable. But anyway. So those are the games. I'm not looking forward to anything else. I know there are, like, we're, in terms of gaming, we're living in the extreme world between AAAs and indie. And there are a lot of good indie games. Games like Guacamelee, and even though it's not really indie, and Child of Light. You know, these sort of games. But they don't really capture my imagination so much. I don't like Battlefield Hardline.
What did you make? As a trio, we played Slender about 12 months ago, actually. I'd say
that was a good laugh.
It's actually 24 months ago. Again, you're able to tell time instead.
I'm just a little bit off, okay. No, was it? No.
Yeah, it was 2 years ago.
No, man, shit.
Brooke, it takes no more.
That was a funny evening, yeah.
Yeah, so when we get the PS4, we might get Outlast for PS4. That is a game I'm potentially interested in.
That was on PC just.
Oh, no, it's on PS4 as well, I'm pretty sure.
I have seen clips of Outlast. Slender.
Outlast.
Outlast is... It actually...
It's an Xbox
it looks
Slender.
Frightening as... I don't even know.
Outlast is supposed to be better. Slender is a kind of...
Do you like being frightened?
I think so, yeah.
I don't actually like...
That was so much fun.
I don't...
Slender!
You were...
I was screaming.
Well, Slender wasn't that frightening.
It's unbelievable.
Outlast is supposed to be scarier. It's sort of a... What is it? Amnesia. I guess it's Amnesia style.
What's the one with the pigs? That was Amnesia.
That's Amnesia. That was, Machine for Pigs. That's a strange one too.
Hannibal.
But like, I don't even like film. I don't even like watching horror films because I'm like, I want to sleep tonight, so I don't want to be terrified.
Yeah, but this is haunted. The thing. I want the kind of I'm kind of getting to the point where I just want the experience of it.
I hate that moment when you finish a film and you just walk around the house checking the windows are closed. And
I'm getting to the point in my gaming thing where I kind of just want my gaming life. I just want the experience of it, because if I got a game like FIFA or Advanced Warfare, the next Call of Duty, or Battlefield Hardline, it would just become competitive to me. And I just spend my time playing and grinding in FIFA over and over again. Because that's partially what I do. So I'm kind of looking forward to these games where I'm not going to get sucked into that and just waste time. I want the experience as the release. But after a while, it just gets, like, just trying to grind and grind and get competitive at a video game. To me, that has its place. People like to do that, but I've done enough of that. I don't want to do it anymore. It has to be fun. And if it's multiplayer, that's fine. Like, I'd probably enjoy playing Mario Kart.
Yeah.
And being good at that.
I think you do.
Well, in terms of other people. But just grinding.
We played Mario Kart last week.
Yeah.
And you were down afterwards.
It's funny because you're not very good at all. And yet you love playing it.
Yeah.
I mean, you went a lot worse than me.
I'm gonna, when I buy a Wii U, I'm gonna kick your ass at Mario
Kart. Yeah, I hope you do.
Did you enjoy playing Dark Souls? I mean, I know it's like supposed to be so tough and difficult, but did you actually say, you know what, I'm having fun?
I loved every moment of it, apart from the hardest area in the game. No, actually, I enjoyed it all. But part of the enjoyment is the pain and then the release after the victory.
Like, after you die at a really annoying moment, do you not just say, ah?
Oh yeah, I swear multiple times.
And like, did you ever like switch off and just say, no, not now, I'm just going to go back later on?
I don't think I ever rage quitted. I got really angry, but it's a game. I rage quit Call of Duty so often, but I wouldn't rage quit Dark Souls.
Oh yeah, the prevalence of like really hard video games, you know, like the Meat Boys, the Super Meat Boys, the like the 1001 Spikes, the unfair platformers.
Dark Souls,
obviously, but that's more of a higher budget.
I don't even think that it'd be fun. Maybe not Dark Souls, but if you look at that Meat Boy one. I saw clips online, and this looks insane.
Meat Boy. Hey, Meat Boy, get up here.
The last thing on gaming, before we actually wrap up the pod, You know, there's been like this whole, have you heard of, you haven't heard about it, in this Assassin's Creed thing where they decided that they couldn't give female character skin.
Oh, yeah.
Been
this that's BS.
Big, what? There's been this big kind of, not semi-controversy about women in video games recently. Yeah. Ever since the guys who are making Assassin's Creed Unity said, oh, essentially it would take too much of our time to create a character skin.
Character
a female
skin.
Character skin.
Yeah, but do you mean skin?
Like a female character shape, as the protagonist like, in the game. Yeah, literally. In gaming terms, a skin for the player. I mean, you're just putting a skin on literally an object. Remember my object?
They aren't bothered to make women characters.
Yeah, because they have to add... Apparently, it's more difficult. They'd have
but a guy who used to work at the company has since said that's just BS.
Oh, it is absolutely BS, because it couldn't take that much more time. Yeah. But I'm just saying that I don't understand why this has become a big deal. Or it was there for a little...
They'd just be losing the money as well, because they would be losing... I mean, certainly it's kind of a sexist-y thing.
But I don't understand. There's been this big thing where everyone needs to start talking about women in video games and sexism in video games.
Why not?
I don't understand. Why we're suddenly talking about women issues for this? Like, I understand. It was like my deal about the childhood obesity thing with the ice cream truck in last episode. Remember where, like, she's just campaigning for the sake of campaigning.
But at the same time,
the fact that they're not even giving you a chance of making a woman character is pretty ridiculous.
In Mass Effect.
No, that's not... Yeah, but if it's a kind of an RPG, it's not really an RPG. You're kind of playing as the guy, as the character, so I don't understand why it's a big deal. But what I'm talking about why are these media outlets, why are they suddenly grabbing onto the women issues now and they start discussing it in terms of video games?
Why not now?
That's a total waste of time. There are multiple other ways or places you need to discuss the issues of women. And their
just equality.
Why not? But discuss that. Why are you discussing that in video games?
Well, why not? Why not try and have, like, if you want to play a female character...
But if you want to counter sexism, you don't counter it in video games. You counter it in everyday street, in workplaces.
But everything supports a certain attitude.
Yeah.
You know, that men have in
video games. So you think to establish this equality, it needs to be across the board, and you start with video games.
If you look at the
just saying, start with somewhere more important than video games. Leave the video games. We'll talk about it another time.
They are. They're doing it everywhere.
Well, it's the same. Look, it's the same as...
They're doing it in the workplace. They're doing
it's the same
it
as film and TV. I mean, it's a big enough industry that it's going to create perceptions for people. And that if you can challenge these perceptions in a medium that's accessible to everybody, then it's going to help go a long way in helping the problem of sexism. I think, why not open dialogue in video games? Because when else are you going to do it?
You're going to do it where it makes a freaking bit of difference.
But I think it does make a difference in video. Like, if you look at Mass Effect, you had the option of having a female character, and that heavily changed the idea of what the game was about. It's the same when you're playing...
It's exciting for all the nerds as well, seeing, like, female games.
I like all those guys who like players. To play as
but like,
female.
If,
oh my
like,
god, it's a girl!
It's also... I mean, I know lots of, you know, women who like playing video games.
Do you actually... In Ireland?
You know of women.
Well, I know, okay.
I know of a woman wants to play the video game.
Well, like, if...
I know of a fictional
there
woman
must be some, I don't know, but...
I did in Ireland, I'm surprised.
Oh, maybe not. I know, but like, why can't... Well, I guess in America it's a lot bigger anyway.
Of course.
But why can't they have the opportunity to do this?
Well, I mean, I'm not denying them that. I haven't come across as exceptionally sexist.
Is if you were just saying there, the actual story is about a man.
Yeah.
You can't have a woman because it's about a man.
Well, no, I think it's an open-ended that you can choose who you play as.
Like Dark Souls, you can play as a woman because it doesn't really matter who the character is.
Same as Oblivion.
But if it does matter who the character is, then it has to be that character.
I'm just saying, why are media sources bringing up this debate now and focusing... Like, I get it. There should be. You should have the opportunity to play as a female and you shouldn't make it exclusively just a male unless there's a specific reason in the story. Like, people like clamoring that like Joel needs to be a woman, needs to be Joel or something in Last of Us.
Joel? Oh, okay.
But that's not a deal. It's a story about this guy. But my point is, why are media sources talking about this? Why are they like focus your efforts on equality
but
elsewhere,
time, I mean,
not in video games?
Look, I'd say 80% of the people who play video games are male, maybe a bit less. But if you can challenge perceptions in one industry,
okay, I get your point, but I just don't think. Like,
and also, I think, you know, if you look at depictions of women in previous video games, it's quite sexist.
Everywhere. Like think about football, Andy Gray and all those guys.
Yeah,
Richard Keys.
Staffed, yeah.
Like, it has to be challenged everywhere. It's coming up, popping up everywhere.
And, like, tennis, I think, is the only sport where women are almost viewed as
equals.
It's
almost evolutionary. Men are almost evolutionarily taught to be sexist. I mean, Because we've lived in a sexist way for thousands of years. Hundreds of thousands of years. Well, not hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands of years. I mean, have to challenge in every level.
Although this is only 2014. sorry, I just thought that in video games, it's not the biggest hurdle. I get your point that
to change something, you need to change it across the board,
but I would focus on... If you want to focus on equality, focus on starting other places. That's only my...
Focus on what? What do you want to focus
on? In the workplace. In other places.
They are doing that.
FGM.
They are. Who are they, though?
Feminists.
But I'm talking about the people... I'm sure feminists don't give a crap about video games. They care about it in real-life circumstances.
Do you not think that...
At least at the moment, maybe when all those other places have been sorted out... when there's equality in those, then they can look at video games.
Can I ask a question?
There's no point in asking. Why would you do that?
One quick question. Okay, say, if you look at Lara Croft, the old version, I mean, I'd say loads of kids, 11, 12 years, play this game, and they pick up certain perceptions of women. And then they take these, maybe it's obviously a daft thing to do, but they take these perceptions into the rest of their lives. Oh, this is what a woman is.
One kick my ass in Tomb Raider once, holy crap.
So, I think if you can have. Same with TV, if you have accurate portrayal of women in video games, then this will help long term.
I'm not arguing against that, I'm just saying.
But why?
There are more pressing areas.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think it'd be that much effort to have a female character.
No, there wouldn't, but I'm just saying. My issue wasn't the game developers, it was the media who suddenly decided to jump on this issue.
So would you
for the sake of jumping on this issue.
Social media as well.
Yeah, I'm saying they're just jumping on this issue for the sake of jumping on this issue.
People think it's almost a fictional, non-existent world. Because they can, in social media they can just type whatever they want.
Hide behind a screen.
Yeah, and in computer games they can think it's all just a fake world. That doesn't mean anything.
But it's a real world.
But it is. But it actually means something. Things you do.
Okay, I get it. But I'm just saying, don't just jump on it for the sake of jumping on it.
I think it should be
there all the time. You should be actively trying to do it all the time, not just when suddenly a video game character... Okay, anyway, I'm sorry if I sounded sexist, but I'm actually trying to be nice.
You're the most sexist guy we know.
Okay, thank you for listening to today's episode of YDK. If you like to subscribe on iTunes, leave us drop us an email. Like, comment, subscribe.
Really help, guys.
All that sort of jazz. Tell us. Email us at ydkpod@gmail.com.
We'll peace, guys.
We apologize for the small hiatus, but we kind of cut 6 episodes out last month, so
that's
not bad.
I was sick. I was puking up everywhere, buddy.
And the rest of us had lives. So thank you again for listening to episode 7. We'll be back with episode 8, hopefully, quite soon.
Save the children.